Hi. So here I am in Sri Lanka. This is just an introduction video to announce that we have moved back to Sri Lanka, to one of the places I lived when I was here 10, 12 years ago. And we have set up our own center again to teach and practice and study the Buddha's teaching. So what this means is three things. First of all, it means that we will be opening up, of course, to take people to come to practice meditation. So our website will be opening up to receive applications as we renovate and construct more rooms for people to come to practice meditation. At the moment, we have rooms. So there are people here meditating now. There are people already planning to come next month, the month after, and there's room for more. And we're making more rooms, and we're going to be quite constantly be making further accommodations for new meditators. So check out our website, or better yet, sign up to our Discord server to get updates and more information on that. The second thing it means is that there will be internet content again. When I was in Thailand, I was quite busy. I was taking over from the acting international meditation teacher, who was the head monk at Wat Lampong, who had gotten sick and is now no longer teaching foreign meditators there. I don't think even now he is, although I'm not sure. But I was quite busy with many meditators and always new meditators coming for short stays. Here we're looking for people coming for longer stays, people who are more dedicated, perhaps. In general, there'll probably be fewer meditators, but there will certainly be more time and more opportunity to give online teaching. So we've already started. We've got teachings going here at the monastery, and we're recording them. And I'll hopefully be doing Dhammapada videos. All of this you will see coming up on YouTube shortly. We'll also hopefully be doing the weekly Q&A. I'll have some of our newly ordained foreign monks maybe helping out with that. So you'll see more online teaching. Of course, our Discord server is still up, and there's teachings going on there as well. You can check that out. The third thing it means is that there will be different sorts of projects. So, as I said, we have building projects. So, one of the projects that we're looking at is renovating and improving the Sunday school, the weekly Dhamma school for children here in Sri Lanka at the monastery. Most or many monasteries in Sri Lanka have a Sunday school. It's, I don't know whether they got it from the British or not, but it's one thing that has kept Sri Lankan Buddhism, I would say, relatively strong compared to other forms of Theravada Buddhism. It's allowed generation after generation to carry on the knowledge instead of simply traditions and cultural practices. You'll find young people in Sri Lanka, more than any other culture that I've been in, know the Dhamma to great depth, greater depth. Than I've ever seen. Ordinary people here are much more knowledgeable and well-versed in the Buddha's teaching, and it's a great, it's refreshing to have that here, and something that we want to support. So the Sunday school here is pretty primitive. There's only not so many children. The teachers are not well supported, so we want to maybe look into helping that improve, giving it a little bit more structure and support. So we'll hopefully have a project for people who want to support that in the future. But of course, also the support for the monastery. So We're going to try to, I mean, I don't mean simply monetary or that sort of support. We're going to try to build and expand the monastery to allow people to come to meditate. So we'll have building projects and that sort of thing. Anyway, that's the final thing, is that there's going to be opportunity for people who want to be a part of this and volunteer. Another project will be the mentorship project, which we started up when we were in Canada and it kind of faltered, but we have more people interested now. And I'm sure as our new center grows here, we'll have more interest in that. The mentorship program is a way of helping people who want to bring this teaching into their community, start up their own groups, not to be teachers, but to be facilitators, to help people who want to bring others to our tradition, to help give them a sort of a framework by which they can bring people to this practice or direct them to us. You know, just having a sort of a guidance, some sort of group to help, or some level of guidance towards helping people do that, guide people to us. So yeah, all of this is just the announcement talking about our new center that you can sort of see here in the background. I'm down by the river. We're on top of a mountain. The monastery, this monastery is run by a very good friend of mine, the monk who I was living with when I was in Sri Lanka many years ago. And he contacted me while I was in Thailand. I contacted him and asked if he knew of anything happening here. And he said, come, you take over my monastery. I'm getting old. You can run it. And so we're running it together. Obviously, he's still actually in charge, but he's a great friend. And there's no question that whatever we do here, it will be great, and it will be in great harmony. We've already begun many great things together. So happy and confident and very welcoming. And so want to welcome you all to get involved, to come, to learn more about what we're doing. Easiest way to join our Discord. Most of the information on our website is very basic, but if you have more detailed questions, the best way is to join our Discord community. There's information about that on the website. And see what we're up to. So hope to hear from you all. Wishing you all the best. Thank you all for your support and interest and your practice and your dedication to the Buddhist teaching. Wishing you all the best.